Auburn basketball has officially secured the final piece to the roster. Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome into the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And Graham, let's just hop right into it. Like I said at the top of the show, Auburn basketball has finally secured the final piece to the puzzle of this roster. I'm confident that this kid is going to bring a lot to the table, and I'll throw it over to you because I've tried to say his name today, and it sounds like I'm praying in tongues when I do so. So I'll just throw it over to you.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't know how to pronounce the name either. I know his first name is Mantis.
So we're going to roll with that.
I think I'm going to go with – we're going to call him Mantis. I don't really want to pronounce. I will figure it out by the time the season gets here. It's too early. I don't want to try to say his last name right now because I think I would cast a spell. And
yeah,
stuff in my room might start floating. So
you're going to open a portal.
I might. So we're not going to go for the last name today, but it is Mantis. Edwin, you know, we've talked about him a bunch. He's been on all types of, you know, the Auburn most social media world about, hey, look out for this guy. Kind of even since the portal opened, and it's just been dragging on and dragging on. I think a lot of it was to do with, like, well, so you can have eligibility, you know, this whole new, you know, five to play five, then like this kind of like hurts him because he's 24. He is older. And he's been playing professional basketball in Europe, not in America, in Europe.
That's the,
since he was 16 years old, I think. So he's got a lot of experience playing basketball at a high level. 6'6", 185 guard. Like I said, born in Lithuania. Yeah, guys have been, he's been compared to, Hunter was telling me, Luka Doncic. And if,
yeah, they were talking about the NBA,
Luka Doncic, that's very promising. He's a phenomenal player.
Yeah, I saw a podcast talking about that, and then I saw several people on X saying, like, his play style is very similar to Luka Doncic. Will he play Luka Doncic? Who knows? But when your player comps are compared to one of the current players in the NBA who is a several-time All-Star, I'm not mad at that at all. So I will take what we can get for that one. But I'm just glad we finally got him because I know it's been – locked
his team down, too. Finally got that roster –
Yeah. It feels good now. Like, I feel more confident going into next basketball season now that we have everyone who we wanted to get. We actually have some big men now that are sticking around. So that's a good thing. I think we addressed that. And then, you know, we got Tahad and Overton back. So yeah, it's I'm happy for Steven and company. They seem to have really attacked the portal and really attacked this offseason with a vengeance. And hopefully next basketball season comes around, we will be ready to go because I'm excited for it, man. You know me, and you know people who listen to this podcast or, you know, have been following the Barn for the past year or so. Whenever I've been on, I'm a basketball freak. So, like I said, my dad makes fun of me for watching Summer League, NBA Summer League in Orlando. Yeah. But I'm ready for football season, though. I know that. So that's the main thing. But you know, besides that, I am excited about this kid. I'm assuming he will. I don't know if he'll be a starter, but he will definitely be a prominent role off the bench. He's going to play, and so we'll see what he brings to the table. I'm hoping he will help stretch the floor. That way, we can, you know, the main thing I want to see now that we have this, you know, roster pretty much together is something that we lacked last year, and that's chemistry. And I know it's a bunch of new guys, and I know it's hard to get chemistry down like a couple months in to being there and before the season starts. But that being said, last season we didn't have a lot of ball movement. That was what was, to me, like, just a lot of standing around, and you had a lot of iso ball with Tahad, with Overton.
A lot of me bounds,
like a lot, you know, just a lot of me going on. And I don't want to see that. I want to see, you know, some 2017, 2016 Golden State Warriors passing. I want to see some 86 Lakers passing. You know what I mean? Some good, pure ball movement basketball to spread the floor and to become, you know, more than a one-dimensional offense on the court. So I'm very excited.
You just brought up the 2016, 2017 Warriors, right? And that was the team that went, what? They only lost, like, what, 9 games or something?
They won 63 games. I just remember that being like
they didn't lose many games.
Yeah.
I have a question, and I don't remember where I heard this. I heard this the other day, though. Mm-hmm. At what point, if you're not following the NBA, this won't make you bad. At what point? So obviously, right now, the Oklahoma City Thunder have not lost a game in the playoffs. They are 8-0. They have swept both opponents.
They're probably going to repeat.
I think that, but I think they actually have a genuine shot to not lose a game in the playoffs. I genuinely think there's a chance they like go what.
Run through the playoffs, no problem.
I mean, look, they could go 16-0.
Possible.
If that happens, do you think that's a better team than the Warriors? That 17 tells
us. They go back-to-back.
Back-to-back, but undefeated in the playoffs. I don't think that's ever happened.
Yeah, I think the Warriors, at least that 2017 team, I think they only lost like one or two games in the playoffs, so... I mean, you'd put them on the same level, I guess, but I don't know. I mean, they have to, with the whole Warriors dynasty, it was like unexpected out of nowhere, which you could almost say the same for this Thunder team, especially last year. But the amount of calls that they get their way is just crazy. Like yes, this new NBA where it's like you could inadvertently pass gas on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and it's a technical foul. You're like, what are we doing? It's like, come on, man.
I do 100% agree with that. I do think that I think the whistle today and today's NBA compared to what 10 years ago now. Wow, 10 years ago.
Oh, I know.
I think today's whistle in the NBA is a lot more frequent and it gets called a lot more. So I do agree that that is a big factor in this conversation.
Yeah, and I think too, and then I'll be done with NBA talk because I know Auburn fans right now are like, oh, this is an Auburn podcast. Just hear me out. The best finals, even though the Warriors lost, the best NBA finals to me is the one that the Cavs came back down 3-1.
Yeah,
and LeBron finally brought a championship to Cleveland.
That was one of the greatest finals I've ever watched.
Yeah, because it was like it had all the storylines and everything, and I wish they could have secured that because that would have been cool to see. Now, still, that regular season record will not be broken. Now, it's a little stained because they didn't win a championship, but I still think it's really cool that they were able to eclipse the 97-98 or 96-97 Bulls. That's what it was. And that was a good team. You know what I mean? And, you know, forever people in 2K were like, hey, let's match up the Warriors and the Bulls in 2K and see who's the better team. You know what I mean? But that's close. We're going to get to see them on the court at the same time. So, but yeah, as far as Auburn goes, though, what was that?
The light turned on. What time?
You got an idea.
We're filming this at currently. It is currently 5:00, and I mean that light turns on automatically.
Yeah. But I'm excited, man. I really am. I think, like I said, Steven and them, they got everyone they wanted, and I'm hoping everyone will buy in this year. I think that's going to be a big factor is buy-in and chemistry. And if we get those two unlocked, then we should be good. We just need to know, you know, who our best five is and go from there. And, you know, enough of this, experimental lineups that we'll do sometimes where we'll put people on the court. It's like, wow, this lineup actually is cheeks. Let's not do this, you know? So, but the fact that we have multiple big men though means we're very versatile in our, you know, starting lineups to our bench lineup. So it's going to be cool to see and fun to watch. And I'm glad we got some height because this guy's 6'6", right? So there's just another stretch, you know, forward that we would need. That's a shooter. And again, those Lucre comps get me excited, but I'm going to be cautiously optimistic because who knows, you know what I mean? That could be a different type of, with the system and everything. We'll see.
We thought JP Pegues 2 years ago was going to be the guard. It was going to be the guy that came in and that failed. Big time. I wish it worked out, but it never did. Yeah. It never clicked for him. So
it breaks my heart because he apparently was a really nice person, according to those that were like really close with the team covering them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, he was a good soul to, you know, have around, and I hate that it didn't work out in Auburn uniform. And, you know, I can't remember where he ended up after, but I'm sure that, you know, he's killing it wherever he is. So
I think he got on a G League team.
Did he? Okay, good for him.
I don't know if he's still there. I think I remember Cheney saying something about that he had gotten on a G League team.
Okay, nice. Yeah, I remember being in the car whenever he was at Furman and he hit that shot after they stole the ball against Virginia, which I was like,
physical therapy. I can't remember why, but I was at physical therapy. But my therapist went to Furman and was a Furman fan when that shot happened. And it was crazy. It was crazy.
Session's free today.
Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, man. But you know what else is fun to keep up with and always go back to? AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see the shirts, hoodies, and hat on your screen. We also have some other shirt and hoodie options as well as some mugs. We are getting very, very close to showing y'all what the social hour shirt looks like. And if you buy something from AUShirts.com, tag us. Let us know you got something. Post you wearing your gear, tag us, and we would love to kind of share that on the show and you know, get your face out there for every fan to see, and hopefully they'll follow suit. So again, go to AUShirts.com to get all your gears from all the shows at the barn.
Yeah, go to BuyArmor.com as well and go check out that index and see all the types of companies and businesses that you can support as an Auburn fan that is also run by other Auburn fans. It's so awesome. So yeah, go to Auburn.com. If you're a business owner and you're an Auburn fan, then Auburn fans all over the country can see your business on the index and come support you whenever they can. And like I said, if you're just a fan and you're looking to shop, then why not go to Auburn.com and see if there's anything you can find on there before look anywhere else. Make sure Auburn.com is the first place you look before you look somewhere else. And if something's not there and you know of an Auburn fan that does have a company like that, then go ask them. Be like, hey, get your company on buyauburn.com so that we can come support you. Such a great way to support the Auburn family, and I would really suggest y'all sign up. So let's go to buyauburn.com today to sign up.
Yeah, I'm all in on buyauburn.com. I think it's really cool to have an index like that with all your favorite stores, restaurants, you know, tire engineers, therapists, realtors, whatever it is, and they have a connection to Auburn. I think it's really cool that we have that going. So again, that's buyauburn.com. Moving on to the back end of the show, one of our former coaches who personally, I know people are going to disagree with this, but I think we got rid of him too early. I know that his offense became one-dimensional, but I think, you know, again, I would rather take an 8-4 Gus year than the past, you know, 5 years of crap that we've experienced with Harsin and Hugh Freeze. So I'm hoping Alex Gulish will be, you know, the turning of a new leaf, if you will. But Coach Gus Malzahn posted this today on his X account. Yeah. He is chilling at the CFP in the headquarters or wherever. I guess it's a meeting room some sort, but official with his name tag and the notebook and the pen, which by the way is really sleek. I'm like, I'm one of those people that like likes a good pen, and that looks like a good pen. That thing just looks like it glides. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, oof. Like, It honestly, it's one of those pens that looks like it is as smooth as the MJ Moonwalk. It's so crispy. But I honestly, when he posted this, I forgot he was on this committee because it was like posted that he was going to be on it, and then everyone kind of moved on. But it's cool to see that he's officially there. You know?
That's so awesome. And I think it's such a good. I think I really do think it's a good thing for Auburn. Like even and I'm not saying he's going to be biased. I don't think he will be. But like.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking
about. Just like the influence, like everyone knows him from all. Like, I don't know. Hopefully, he just kind of puts Auburn back in the conversation, you know, of stuff. Real quick, yeah. I went to AUShirts.com just to check and see what all is out there. And this, I'm talking to y'all too. There's already a Mantis shirt up on the website.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is.
Today, earlier this morning, and there's already a shirt on the website. That shows you how often we are. You know, putting up new stuff. And there's a bunch of new Boog like design shirts that I love a lot.
I really want that FE shirt really bad.
And also the I don't super care about the thing that Cole said not too long ago. That there's that on there. Y'all absolutely need to go to AUShirts.com if you want any of the funny Auburn memes, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Go to AUShirts.com.
Yeah, everyone seems to be on top of the, you know, putting shirt. We're almost there, guys. I promise. And it looks really good. The design
is out there. We just are waiting to get it like approved.
Approved. Yeah. But y'all are going to like it. It's perfect for the summer. Going to have several color options too. So it's going to be, y'all are going to like it a lot. So I can't wait for y'all to see that. But You got any big plans this weekend, my friend?
If the weekend starts tonight, then yes, I do. It's called Watch Auburn Baseball.
Yeah. I have some friends that are going up, probably already there as we speak. They're probably, honestly, by the time we're recording this, it's 5 p.m. CST where we're at, depending on where you're at. I know it's different time zones, different places and stuff like that, but I have some friends of mine that are headed down there, I guess that's the time we're recording this. So it's going to be a good matchup. I know we dropped the game last night, which is unfortunate, but hopefully they bounce back tonight. I'm still confident.
We bounce back. For sure.
Yeah. So I trust Butch. Until the wheels fall off, I trust Butch every step of the way.
Started 15 minutes ago as this goes up, or 16 because of the premiere.
Yeah. And then, so that's happening tonight. I know the NBA playoffs pick up again tonight. Thank God.
Just last night, watching sports.
I'm going to be doing the same thing, I think. I am seeing Michael for a fourth time tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
In IMAX. So
I have not seen it once.
That's like the one format I have not seen it. I've seen it in Standard. I've seen it at the Vestavia Hills AMC, which is like, to me, one of the nicer theaters. But the Summit, where I originally saw it, is like, they've renovated it since, you know, and I've been going to that theater forever. And the one that's was used to be near my place, you know, where I live currently, closed, and now it's a gym, right? So the closest one, which they said it was going to be, that gym was going to be open in January, and then they haven't even broke ground on it. Yeah, they've just been stripping seats out since, but that's construction nowadays.
Go and be like, hey, can I have one of those theater seats things?
Yeah, y'all got any of them, y'all got any of the movie posters? You know, get the movie posters around, but
that actually would be so sick.
What, just leftover movie posters?
Yeah,
the one time it lucked out for me to get one was the they hadn't officially had a rating on it yet, but the promo poster for Skyfall, and I still have it in my closet. But it's like the original Daniel Craig Skyfall poster of him like sliding, and he's like, you know, at the ready. It's really cool. It's one of my favorite posters. One of my favorite James Bond movies. One of my favorite movies ever. Is that just the song and everything with Adele? Like, you could play Skyfall by Adele, and you would watch me put on pads and go die on a hill for Coach Gaulish right now, or run through a brick wall, or both, all the above. But yeah, I'm planning on seeing Michael again this weekend in IMAX, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. But we hope everyone has a awesome weekend. And if you enjoy what you're watching and listening to, make sure to hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. We are anywhere you get your podcasts. So, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Google, you name it. And then we're also on YouTube as well. We have a video option for those that are listening and want to see what we look like. I know some of y'all are like, ooh, no, I just want to listen. But it's fine. It doesn't hurt my feelings. As long as you're, you know, tuning in, that's all we care about. But we like to have fun on here, along with the other shows, like the one you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button Podcast. We have Village Vice. We have the baseball show. We have the basketball show. We also have Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten, who posted a new episode yesterday. So go watch that if you haven't. It's really, really good. He was talking about his favorite players at his time in Auburn, like his favorite teammates. So that was a really cool insight to have there. So again, like, subscribe, turn on notifications so you don't miss anything from the best place to get all your Auburn news for everything and anything Auburn sports. But yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else. I know we're kind of, you know, short timing it right now, but it's kind of, you know, where we're at. You got anything you want to add to, you know, getting the player or Gus or nothing?
Just hopefully Auburn baseball, you know, comes back tonight, gets the bats hot. Like I said, we've seen this team rally, especially after the Mississippi State beating in the first game. So we'll see what happens tonight. I'm sure the crowd will be phenomenal tonight. It's a Friday night. Hopefully the crowd is a factor, and let's go beat Georgia. It'd be so amazing if we could beat Georgia and win this series. So
yeah, it'd be great. I agree.
Rubber match tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, again, people that are going, you don't have work tomorrow. Go nuts. Go nuts. Cheer him on, pull him through, because we always do really good. Auburn, I don't care what sport it is, we always have a pretty, you know, and you could argue football is kind of, you know, fallen off a little bit, but I disagree. I still think it's a really hard place to play anywhere. But for any sport, home field advantage in Auburn is just different, and I hope the crowd makes their presence known tonight and the rest of the weekend against Georgia, and we can get that series win under our belt against the Bulldogs of Georgia. But yeah, with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, we will see you next time. We hope everyone has a good weekend. And as always, War Damn Eagle.
See ya.